Right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and we welcome to the studio Josie McKee. Josie is representing the YO Climbers Group. How are you this morning? Thanks for being here.
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. For folks that don't know you, give us a little bit about your background. Are you from Wyoming, or how'd you get here?
Yeah, so I'm not from Wyoming, okay. But I started coming out here to go rock climbing when I was, I think at 18 was the first time I came out, wow. And that was 2004 or 5, uh-huh. And just was coming out here to climb year after year and started doing some summer work in town and eventually decided that this was the place to be.
Awesome.
After traveling around the world and all over the country to climb, Lander is the best place to be a rock climber, I think.
That's what I keep hearing. I'm not a rock climber, so I don't know that. Where'd you come from originally?
Originally I was born in Arkansas, but okay. I grew up in California.
Okay, very nice.
On the coast and then Yosemite area. So.
Perfect, yeah. Got to be good climbing there. So what makes Lander such a good spot to climb?
Well, I think that there's such a variety of rock around here that makes it amazing. So right close to town is all of the great sport climbing that is the main attraction for Lander climbing. Mm-hmm. And then there's great access to the Wind River Range, which is kind of the beautiful granite cliffs that inspires adventure. And that's one of my favorite aspects of climbing.
So. Exactly.
There's also bouldering and tons of other good stuff.
Very cool. Just real bluntly, I guess, what is YO Climbers? What do you guys do?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of in the name, but what's your mission specifically?
So we're YO Climbers for short, kind of the nickname, but we're the Central Wyoming Climbers Alliance. So we are here to support the climbing access and climbing community in and around Central Wyoming. So the Lander area and beyond, Fremont County is kind of the brackets that we sit in and operate in. So we have a threefold mission statement that is to protect access to the local climbing areas, provide education to climbers, and then create community events and celebrate climbing in these communities.
Is there a delicate balance between, at least in your mind, between wanting all of this attention on climbing locally and then also... Yeah, but we like kind of being alone out here in Central Wyoming. Like, I know the climbers know the Lander area, and it's great to get all these people in, but you kind of want it as your own too, don't you?
Absolutely, and it's definitely a challenge that we're juggling, and part of why our organization exists and is important right now is because climbing is growing in popularity. I mean, we saw climbing in the Olympics last year, right?
Yeah.
So it's getting bigger, and Lander is on the map. And in a lot of ways, it's a great thing for our community. It's been a boost to our economy. Mm-hmm. Tons of climbers, like myself, have moved into town and become part of the community, and then even over the decades, established businesses here and are really pillars of Lander. And so I think that while we love our space up here in Wyoming, we're a community that has become that melting pot of climbers coming here because it's an amazing resource.
Yeah.
And so as an organization, I think one of the things that is important that we do is that we're trying to create a sustainable way to support all of the climbers that are coming into town by doing things like trail work, working with the land managers to put in new toilets and infrastructure, and educating climbers on ethics and taking care of our beautiful crags that we love.
Yeah, for sure. It certainly livens up the community, the county as a whole, I think. Like you said, it boosts the economy. Climbers Fest is a big deal here. Every year there are multiple events. Do you get involved with Climbers Fest and encourage people to come to that too?
Yeah, so one of the third portion of our mission statement, which is the celebration of climbing in our communities, is primarily running the International Climbers Festival.
Gotcha.
So we do a handful of other small community gathering type events, but that's the big one.
Awesome.
And the Climbers Festival was kind of the original piece of our organization. So started in 1993, and then we were also doing a handful of other things, not actually part of one organization. So the Bolt and Anchor Replacement Fund, where we're replacing all the hardware mm-hmm. in the climbing areas, providing youth scholarships like the Climb the Grand Teton scholarship that we give to high school students. And in 2013, as the festival had expanded more and more, it became apparent that the festival could help support all of these other things under one umbrella, and that's when we founded the nonprofit awesome. BioClimbers.
Awesome. Climbers seem like they have sort of similar characteristics. What is the I'm trying to ask what's wrong with all of you without I say the same thing to my friend is really into like true crime stories, and I say, what is wrong with you? What's in your brain to make you like to put the puzzle pieces together? What do climbers get out of being so adventurous and so daring and hanging off the side of a mountain? Is it adrenaline? Is it the challenge? What's awesome about climbing to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think adrenaline comes up for a lot of people that haven't spent a lot of time climbing. And I think if you talk to most climbers, they actually don't like the adrenaline
okay.
part of it necessarily. I actually was just watching a film about Alex Lowe, who is a famous climber who unfortunately passed away, but he was talking about how it's not this desire for risk necessarily, it's more the ability to control it.
Mm-hmm.
But every climber has their own reasoning for wanting to climb, and I think the big picture is that it provides a physical outlet as well as this sense of agency, this like mental component to it,
mm-hmm.
problem solving, and community.
Sure.
It, even though like it's just you climbing when you're climbing, the greater community, and when you're hanging out together and sharing these challenges and risks mm-hmm. that are involved, I think it creates really great bonds and really great community.
And I obviously have no idea because I don't climb, but I've talked to like folks in the mountain biking community and stuff, and they just like feeling, touching, being a part of nature, being in those areas. And we certainly have that here in Wyoming for sure. All right. I went into the weeds into climbing there. I'm sorry. How can we help wild climbers? What do you guys need?
So I always think of it as there being kind of three components to being able to support our climbing community through our organization. And one is providing volunteer work. So I'm always impressed and amazed by how many people come out and volunteer for our trail work days, our rebolting days.
Yeah.
So that's huge. And then if you're able to spread the word about our organization, our mission, help educate climbers on climbing ethics. We've got a new program to put wag bags out at the crags okay. to reduce the impact of human waste, so spreading the word about that kind of thing. And then the third piece is financial donations. So we're able to make all of these programs work through grants and from individual donors. And right now, the Lander Community Foundation is doing the Challenge for Charities, and we really appreciate that organization supporting nonprofits. I think this is the 12th annual community nonprofit fundraiser that they've put on,
yeah.
and it is a huge thing for us and other nonprofits.
Yeah, for sure. You can find Wild Climbers, I'm sure, in the little drop-down menu there on the Lander Community Foundation website, and I think it's July 10th. It's mid-July, the cutoff deadline where they do the matching, so your dollar goes that much further if you want to help out the Wild Climbers group. And then do you have, you may have mentioned it, do you have a website or social media presence?
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick, because we do have kind of two names. It is on that drop-down menu. It's the Central Wyoming Climbers Alliance.
Perfect.
Full mouthful of a name.
Perfect.
But that's the official title.
I don't think that fit into my spreadsheet. So
yeah, exactly.
Central Wyoming Climbers Alliance. Make sure you're looking that up and not trying to find Wyo Climbers.
Yeah. And then we're our website is wyomingclimbers.org. So you can find a bunch of information about our organization there, as well as updates on raptor closures and events and all of that kind of stuff. And we're Wyo Climbers on Instagram and Facebook, as well as we also have the International Climbers Festival. It's climbersfestival.org.
Okay.
And so you can find us in kind of two places on the web.
Perfect. Well, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for helping make Lander a great community and making it a destination for climbers from all over to come and enjoy. I'm sure the next few months will be busy for you. Is there anything else we need to mention? Anything I forgot?
No, that sounds great. Thanks Perfect. So much for having me on here. I'm psyched to be able to share about our organization.
Absolutely. I hope everybody, if you can, make a donation on the Challenge for Charities website. And if not, there's volunteer opportunities. There's some more you can certainly do. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.